Jesus is getting after it, and he's getting after people, a specific class of people described in the Pharisees. But listen, do not mistake Jesus for just being a nice guy. He is God himself, and he is passionate about his people, and he is passionate to set things right. And that means calling out things that are wrong. And so Jesus brings it. He gets after the scribes and the Pharisees with words I've actually never used in any conversation I've ever had in my life. He calls the religious leaders of his times whitewashed tombs who appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. That's something to say to somebody. Jesus loves the scribes and the Pharisees. He wants them in heaven. He wants them to actually be holy, just like he wants all of us to live the life that God has desired for us. But that means we actually need to become holy. And the danger for the scribes, the Pharisees, priests of today, bishops, and also you, is that we can all just play the game of faith and not actually live the faith. That we all can maintain appearances but not live in the reality of what a real relationship with Jesus Christ brings about. And we all do it. That's the thing. That's why this gospel should hit us all. We all do it. It's the first day of school. Some of you, it's your first day of college. And everybody's worried about how they look. Now, maybe you didn't spend a ton of time in the mirror, but you're worried about how you're going to fit in. Some ways that's normal, unless you're just completely antisocial. But it goes way too far for us. We spend way too much time worried about how we look and not about how we are. Worried about how we appear, especially to other people, and not about how we actually are, especially in our relationship to God. And so this gospel's good for us at the start of the semester. Are we going to spend our time playing the game, or are we going to actually live our faith? Playing the game means upholding appearances or creating a facade. Facade literally means a false front. Are we going to erect a giant facade to look a certain way? Or are we going to live in the realities of what God wants? Jesus, multiple times in this gospel, talks about hypocrisy. He names the scribes and the Pharisees as hypocrites. It's a Greek word. It means to play a part or to pretend. That's it. Friends, are we just playing a part? Are we just pretending? Or are we ready to open ourselves to the reality of what real relationship with Christ looks like? Because God has no interest in how we appear. He sees right through the facade and the playing of a part because he knows us. He sees right through it. He has no interest in the energy we spend on maintaining appearances so that we look a certain way to people. He wants to get into the reality of our lives. And friends, this is true. Take it to the bank. God only meets us in our realities. He doesn't meet us in our appearances or in the games that we play. He is not there. He only meets us in our realities because God is ultimate reality. And if your reality is, I'm a mess, I'm stuck in sin, I don't pray, I'm screwed up, that's where God meets you. He doesn't meet you in pretending that you're not in need of him. He meets you in the reality of your need. And it's always good for us to remember that there's two fundamental realities we will always live in. One is that we're sinners, It's so important to acknowledge that. We are all sinners, every single one of us. And the second reality is that we have a Savior who loves sinners. That's why, by the way, I was so encouraged. So many of you went to confession tonight with the priests who were here. What a gift and what a good practice. Because what confession does is it plunges us into reality. We don't play a game in there. Yeah, I did this. I screwed up this. I did that. God meets us in our reality with what? Judgment? No, with mercy, with love, with great compassion, because he does not scorn us in our poverty. He does not hold our sins against us. But when we're bold and courageous and, quite frankly, just real, then we can see how good God is, how much he really and truly loves us. So don't ever be afraid of that sacrament. Don't ever be afraid of being honest with God, because he meets us there. And then, as we acknowledge our need for him, then we see how good and strong he is. As he begins to heal us, as he begins to change us and transform us. We don't need to spend any energy in the spiritual life at all in upholding appearance. But rather, all our energy goes into the good work of responding to grace, because that's what changes us. It's God's grace that changes us. We don't fix ourselves. We don't save ourselves. We don't heal ourselves. We need Jesus. We always will need Jesus. Always, forever. And the good news of the gospel is we have Jesus. If only we open our hearts. If only we stop pretending and actually just say, Jesus, I need you. Come in. Into the most broken parts of my life and the most broken realities of my life, come right in, right there. In the places that are good, in the realities where I'm responding to your love and to your mercy and to your grace, keep building me up. Keep coming in. I want to live in deep, authentic, real communion with you. And then he comes. And he changes us. And this gap between who we know we're called to be and who we actually are, over time and always and only through God's grace and our response to that grace, lessens and lessens and lessens until this beautiful standard of holiness, the call to actually be a saint, which means to be fully alive, is actually who we become. That we don't play a game, that it's not a fake front, it's not a facade, it's not a part we play just to appear holy or righteous, but actually we become that in and through Jesus, in and through his grace. But my friends, it can only happen when we start being real and we stop pretending. So let's all commit, from me to you, all of us together, commit to being real with the Lord this semester. Be real with him, because his love is so real and his goodness is so perfectly given to us. Let's not pretend, but let's be real. Jesus is our Savior and Jesus is our friend. He is real and good. May we say yes to him and so become who he has created us to be.